Advocates fighting the opioid addiction crisis in Georgia say they're hoping for more resources in the Senate's health plan to repeal and replace Obamacare. WABE's LEU reports.
At a press conference surrounded by loved ones of people who died of opioid overdoses in Georgia, State Senator Renee Unterman of Gwinnett County says the state is in the throes of an epidemic. Unterman says she wants to see more funding for opioid addiction treatment in the U.S. Senate's health care proposal. She also says she's concerned about how proposed Medicaid cuts in the bill would affect struggling rural hospitals, which are paid in part by Medicaid.
Bottom line is we have hospitals closing in the state of Georgia. We want to discontinue the hemorrhaging of those hospitals to maintain our existing infrastructure, and I'm not sure we're going to be able to do it with potential cuts to Medicaid.
The U.S. Senate delayed a decision on the bill this week after it became clear Republicans couldn't get enough votes to pass it. LEU WABE News.